ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Sadik Beis. The sugi starts on the bottom of Sadik Aleph from the base. The sugi is the sugya of teaching Achirim Taira. I'm not teaching Achirim Taira. As it starts, I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav. Kol Amenei Halacha Mipi Talmid Ki Ilu Gozloi Minach Lesavoyisav. As the Lashon of the Gemara, Gozloi is Mashmei Ki Ilu the Taira is Koni to him. Gemara brings my Rashi here to call Yisrael. As a male, if you don't teach it to him, it's kilu you will geisel him. As before in the Gemara, big chiddush that b'etzem this every person's chilek and tire that they're supposed to learn in this world is kilu koni to him. The mashal the mission in Avos Perek Vav, a tire is niknes b'mem ches dvarim. B'etzem the tire is b'etzem nikne to every person. The mission over there is saying how you could fatif in the Kenyan. Every person is nicknit to the Torah's nicknit to him. If we masbe with the going in Mishlei that says that the chilek that you learn that the Malach teaches you when you're Uber, that's your chilek b'Torah. And when the Malach comes back after a person nifter, is he sees if he was lamed kol Torah that the Malach was lamed to him, malamed to him. And if he doesn't, as he's nenash, as Lefiza, the goyin learns that which we say, the malach is malam, they call it Torah kula. It doesn't mean literally call it Torah kula. It means call it Torah kula that he's supposed to learn in this world, because that's his chilek b'Torah. That's abakosha, v'sinchel kenu b'sayra secha. As kilu, every person has a chilek ha-miyuchid loy that he's supposed to learn in Torah, and that's his avoid in this world. If someone doesn't teach it to him, he's kilu gazlai, because that's really his chilek atayra that he's stealing away from him. As the lashon of the Gemara is, my Rashi he lekol Yisrael misheshes yimei bereshes. As Rashi's masber that the bishvil bereshes, the world was never for Taira, was never for Yisrael. Because the kavon of Rashi is the world was never k'day that Yisrael should learn Torah. Azim ken yigazloi mizmai rasha mishesh yismei breishes, because every person is nivra to learn Torah. Nas is das, as memeila you're kilu stealing him mishesh yismei breishes, because his ikar briyasai is to learn Torah. Masha's maisif that the Gemara is talking about a Rebbe, why doesn't he want to teach his Talmud Torah? Stam. So he's talking about someone who thinks his Talmud, if I'm going to teach it to him, he's not going to get it anyway. It's not so easy for him to get. But that's Sadgasha. You think that Torah is only for the Yechidim, the Bali Kishreinis, the Mutzlachim. No, every person, Mitchilas Briyasai, is Miyuid to learn Torah. So how could you not teach it to him? And there's a great Sadgasha. This isn't a limud only for the Malamdim, it's for the Laimdei Taira also. The many Laimdei Taira they feel. It's not miyud for me, Taira. Zagda Masha, no, the tev of every person is he's miyud la Taira. And what the Tanit Velio, that they tell every person, Mishasadin, Hashem created you to learn Taira. Thus is the Bereshis, Beshvila Taira, and it's going on every person that's Nibra, Misheshis, Yimei Bereshis. That's the Ikabriya Zaymid, that everyone should learn Torah. Kimuva, Majegas, and Majegas, yes. There's some people I'm made to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. And there's some people that are made to learn only their Chelek in Torah. A famous Rishon Letzion written by the Aruch Chaim on Hilchos Talmud Torah in Yoredei Resh Mem Vav, that he wants the Taina, he makes a diuk in the Medrash in Tehillim Perek Yod. The Medrash says that Los Lavai B'Yom Adin as the Shailen Oysa. If he was Lamed one Seder, the Shailen Oysa wanted to learn two star. If he was Lamed two star, as the Shailen Oysa, why he didn't learn three star? He said, just ask him right away. Why didn't you learn Kol HaTorah Kula? He says, because everyone's not supposed to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. If you're Chelek HaTorah, like we saw in the Gaon, that when they teach the Ubet Torah, they teach you Chelek HaTorah, not every Chelek of Torah. As the person who learns two starim, they want him for three. The person who learns three, they want him for four. But maybe they won't want him for Mechilta. Maybe he wasn't supposed to. Again, other person will be one for Mechilta. It's much more Muvan, the Gemara. Every person is Miyuyed for Torah. You can't say on the same madrega. Some people are miyuyed lagamri to learn Torah, kol hayoyim, 18 hours, and some people are miyuyed for 4 hours. Our avoid in life is to have a chelik of our chelik in Torah, kol echad kefi mashahu. Isn't anyone that mufka lagamri from Torah? That's his nishma. Kabriya sa'adam, he's miyuyed for Torah. This is the Nakuda, the Gemara. The Gemara is talking to the Malamdim of a Kamla Aloimdim. Tzarech Lahav and it's that. As the Gemara continues, a few Ubrim, Hashem Meima Makal and Isai. So what are the Ubrim giving him a Klala for? As the Mashah is Mazbel, if the Gemara indeed, the Daf Lamed, that the Malach teaches the Uba Taira, Ayah Uba Zaina Rai for Taira. Zemindach, because a mitzvah is b'yas to a person, it's aymed l'kachas. It's even shy to teach a uba Torah. So when then koshkin a person. On the feed of goyim that we saw in Mishlei, you could be mazu the Gemara, another knech, you could say that the ki'ilu, the Rebbe could feel that this is a person that's mufka from Torah. As we say, no. Every Uber is Loimed Torah. As the Uber Mamakal and Oysai, because Kilo you're saying is the Uber, he didn't learn Torah. He's Mufka from Torah, not Afadi. He has his Chelek in Torah. And it says that Menachron Oysai ki Kivro. His Einish is that the Menachron Oysai ki Kivro, he has holes in him. As the Mashah explains, why does he want to teach others Torah? The Mashah Gong Lashitasai. Talking about someone that doesn't want to teach. Why? Because he doesn't want to waste his time. He'd rather be Isaac in his Torah than to teach somebody who's a low mutzlach anyway. As we tell him that even the Torah that you have, we're going to take away from you. A kivra is something when there's a hole, as the chita falls out. As it's a mashal on the Torah that if you don't teach other people, then you're going to start to forget your Torah too. You're going to be like a kivra that the Torah is going to start to leak out. The mashal is mitzayin to the famous Gemara in Ervin, Daf Nun Dalid, with Repeda, that he was lamed 400 times to a Talmud till he got it. Because you see, at Hechon Advar Magim, that person should be malamed lachevim. Nira, just to be moisif on the mouth, so it's a derech, the famous Mishnah B'Saita, that the Saita is Nasna Inea Bachar, she had a husband. Wasn't enough for her. She wanted to get something that wasn't hers. Migla, Leibel Van, the Bayol she doesn't get, even the Baal is taken away from her. So derech Khan also, he wanted to get even more and more Taira, more than he was supposed to be Malamed Acherim now, but he wanted to chop more and more. His label vad that he's not mavirch from the chet that he'll get more, but even mashiyesh lo is no koch mimenu. That's the way the mashal is learning the Gemara. And the Gemara continues v'malamed mascharoy. The Gemara says he's zeich lebirchus Yosef that he was the mashbir, and because he fed everyone food, he was zeich to a bracha. So the question is, what does it learning Torah have to do with feeding food? As the Mashal explains the Gemara, the Torah is mazen to the nefesh, like bread is mazen to the guf. As the Gemara means, Madach Yosef that fed the guf, as he got such a bracha, it's close to someone that feeds the neshama, he'll get a tremendous bracha. And the Gemara continues, this is a hemshech to the Gemara we had before. That someone who says, Shira ba'ilam hazel, b'yizaycha la'imra ba'ilam haba. As we saw that the Gemara, we masber with the Yisayda the Shla, that Schar mitzvah mitzvah, that lasid lavei, the Schar is the etzim mitzvah itself, makes a malach, a ruchnis digamitzias, and lasid lavei, that malach comes back and gives, and it's mislavish and an under its surah, a hecher its surah, and it's gavaldigan no, and the malach comes back to the person, the mitzvah comes back to the person, and he relives the mitzvah kilu, he goes back to that moment, he gets back that malach, as now it's a gavaldigan no, and a tainuk shein kamayu. Thus, mate, there's Misha, Loimit Malamit Taira Bailam Hazel, Choizu Malamit. The schar is that he's Malamit Taira Bailam Haba. Just when you Malamit Taira Bailam Haba, it's a tiny shame, come on you. And here, that there's an Akudas Chiddush over here, because you would think that in Oilam Haba, okay, to be a Rebbe, but in Oilam Haba, there's so much good Rebbeim, they need you to teach Taira. Yeah, Afilu Hachi, that Gosha is. You also be Malamit Torah, Olam Haba. The next sugya is the sugya of Das. As Zog the Gemara is the sugya B'doimen, Brachas Taf Lamin Gimel, and Godel Deya, Shenitna Bin Shtey Oisya, Shenema Kikel Deya Is Hashem. Smaral over here in Sefer Teferis, Perek Yud, says that the inyan of Das that we're talking about is Miloshen Chibar. Like you have a Yodim Adam Eschava. As Agidea Das, he's Neschabe Legamri Lashem. And what's it mean, Gdei Ledea Shinitna Bin Shtei Oisyes? And he's Neschabe Legamri to the Shem Oisyes, the Shtei Oisyes, the Shei Shtei Mest of Hashem. Is Masber Lefiz there, that's the Hemshech of the Gemara, the Migdish is Davik Legamri Bashem also, because over there was the Makam of Esra Shechina. Lefiz there is good, Mishiyesh Bedeya, Kilo Banu Migdish Beyamav, because Ayidei Das is Mischaber Legamri Lashem. Dumyu to the Migdish was the Makam, which Klai Yisrael was Mischaber Lashem. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Ki'ir Shechuvru Lo Yachtov, the Makam Chiba Lashamayim. As Moshe Shapiro was Masbid this Indian, the biggest side that then was Marich on the Zinyanim, has been the Maral, and speak out the Maral about the Zalba Kifun. Das is the Koyach Lechaber, and it's when a person uses it, is avoid in life is Lechaber del Yoinim, del Tachtoinim Lechaber Hashem Labria. That's the wichtige use of Das, the emes of Das. The dogma, when you see what goes on in the Bria, you see Hashem. As you're bringing Hashem into the Bria, you're bringing Das of Hashem into the Bria itself. When you learn the Ratzin of Hashem, learn Torah, you're learning the Ratzin of Hashem. As you're bringing Hashem into the Bria, when you're becoming the mitzvahs of Hashem, you're being mechaber Hashem to your pulas, to your maisim. As you mechabi yourself, legamri tashem. As das is the avoid of a person, the avoid of das, to be mechabi himself to the eilumos and elyonim, and to bring the pnimius of the world into the world, not just to live shitchias, chitzainius, to bring the pnimius, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the world. And that's mechabi you, legamri to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the kayach we have. Person could live this world and just live in the chitzonius, the shitchius, and never think about Hashem. But das is the koyach to think about Hashem in everything we do, to see the hashkachas Hashem, do them, think about Hashem when we do mitzvahs, learn Torah. Das is what's mechaberos legamri laKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the pirish in the Maral. Why she was masbir, that's the Indian why a cotton who's not a bad das, is Einu Yochol Lohoilud. Because the Zera comes from the Moyach. And if somebody is a La Bad Das, he can't be Mechaber as Moyach, this Pulas Aguf. As a Mela, there's no Chibur between the Moyches, the Keches El Yoinim, to the Pulas Aguf. Wadin, that's the reason why a Kotnish, which is Ein by Deya, can't do a Kinyan. As a cotton just sees the chitzonius, the shitrius. He has no koyach l'chaber to the toichin ha'inyin shal the kinyin, the oimek of the kinyin, the hashlochas of the kinyin that aren't the obvious hashlochas. He only focuses on the obvious. Even if you're going to tell it to him and you're going to explain it to him, but he won't give it the proper importance because to him the importance is what's in front of him. He doesn't have the das to be go more pnimius and to be machshiv the inyanim that he doesn't see. As a Mela, when he makes his achlota to be the Gemiris Das, he doesn't have that koyach to make an emes achlota because he can't be shaykhul the stadim. Gemiris Das means I'm shaykhul the stadim, it's kedai for me to be koin, I'm going with Das. But Cotton has no koyach of Das to make such a decision because he can't weigh the stadim that are not near of a nikol einayim. That's the dinion of Cotton. Ain't no Das, and Das is a godol. A godless is someone that lives life. Boyfinchel godless is someone that lives life with the premius. He sees deeper into life. Yekyadua, there are many people that memorize the physical gdailim. Unfortunately, they live life. Kekot nabui reach mi beis ha-sefer, the famous mashal of Chazal. What do you mean, kekot nabui reach mi beis ha-sefer? He runs in the beis medrash. Because he doesn't see the premius, the importance of learning. He's like a cotton. He just sees, okay, you're sitting, you're saying words. It's hard for me to say these words. As he runs from the sefer, if you'd only know the pnimius, the nyanim, the schar, the tainug, the kudus yizeichet, he would do different. And that's the chet of Eitz Hadas Toivera. That what it did was until then, Adam HaRishon knew that Ra was something that's not Mitzias. It's not something to be Mischabit to. It's something that's Mufka Lagamri. But Eitz Hadas Tov Ra made that he should look at Ra as it's a Mitzias. It's something you could be Mischabit to also. And something that people want to be Mischabit to. They want to Kilu connect to it. And that's the avoid of Torah, the Eitz Chaim, Yadua. That's the tikkun for the Eitz Hadas, because the Torah teaches us the Emes Hadas. What the Emes is roi to be mischabed to, and what a person should be mafresh and mavdol. Yadua, that's the other koyach of Das, the main day of Havdalah Minayin. That's the koyach of Das, is to know what to be mischabed from, and to be, know what to be mafresh from. And that's the koyach of Torah. As Koidim call, Das is what's Mechabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gives us the Koyach to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our world, into our lives. Aleph. The Indian of Mikdash was that it helped people to be Das as Hashem. It was the Makom, but it was Gilui Shechina, there was a Saranisim. You saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Void, it was a Makom, they were Isaac in Avoidus Hashem. Everyone saw the Avoidus Hashem. The kavonis of the koyanim that was mischabel the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As that was the makom, we were able to connect with Hashem, the das Hashem. That's the connection of migdosh to das. That a person with das is doima to migdosh. It's kilo bana biyamav. And Moshe was meisif that Yaakov kiyodua and the svar makadmoinim. That each Av was connected another Bechina. Avram was Chesed, and Yitzchak was Yira, and Yaakov was the Midah of Teferis, of Das, of Taira. And he was the one who saw the Sulam Mutza, which was Reishai, in the Shemayim, and the Karka was in the Aretz, the ground of the Sulam. He was the one that was Machaber Shemayim V'Aretz. He's the Midah of Das, the Koyach to be Machaber. And that's the Etzim Shem Yaakov, to put the Yud of Olam Haba into the Ekev, even into the Ikvius, the lowest part of the Guf. He was able to be Mischaber, the Guf. That's when he was born, he was holding on to the Ekev of Esav. Haris, that Yaakov had the koyach to be Makadesh, Meroimim, everything. By Yidei Zeh, he's doicha the koyach, Sara. Das is our chov in the Indian of Das, which is a grace yisoid, and a grace and a kud in Yiddishkeit. A grace yisoid in Avodas Hashem. In the Teiris Chaim, is madgish another hadgasha. Until now we were speaking about the Avodas Adam of Das. The Teiris Chaim is moisif that there's another aspect. When a person is Das, is Hashem, as then he's zeichet Hashra Shechina. His Eichad Hashem should be shayr on him. Because, like the famous Medrash that the Nefesh HaChaim brings in Shar Aleph, Perik Zayin, Shem Silcha Yad Yiminecha, Kifi what you marit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is marit Lucha B'chazara. The person who's thinking of Hashem, as a male, his Eichad Hashem should be shayr on him. I in the Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, Perik Vav, is marit in the Kedusha, that a person is zeichet to the Ashra Shechina, and he's mechashev in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As lefi zeh, the reason why it says Kel Deyos Hashem is because when a person has das, as he's goyim that Kel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be shayr on him, he's goyim to Ashra Shechina. Lefi zeh, he's moisif, who had in the Indian of Mikdash. The Indian of Mikdash is a makam of Ashra Shechina. That's the Indian of Mikdash. And that's why Kol Misha Yesh Baideya Ki Ilu Bane Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav, because he does the same accomplishment. He makes the same level of Ashra Shechina. And you could be Moisif, the famous Yisoid of the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Perek Dalid, that the Igat Te'elis in the Mikdash of Ashra Shechina is not Ashra Shechina in the Mikdash. The Igat Te'elis is Zayidei the Mikdash. It should be Ashra Shechina in the Adam. As the fees, it's gogishma. Kol mishi yesh b'deya ki lo bana beis hamigdash b'yama, because that's the ketafkid of the beis hamigdash. That there should be hashra shchin on the adam. As those in the mahalich of the maral and the Teiris Chaim, the maral is in darkei unzer avoida. The Teiris Chaim is the pol yoytz of our avoida. Both of them is the kivun that bedas is Hashem. Where maybe the Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Rashba in Brachos and Daf Lamed Gimel, the Rashba says a different pshat in the Gemara. He says, Kol mi sheyesh b'ideya is made in the Teichen HaInyan Shal HaMikdash. V'yisoy desh HaMikdash Meramez Lahem. V'yidei limud inyanim elu, he does oisay tikkun of the Beis HaMikdash. Derech, that if you learn Pashas HaKarbonis, it's Kilo Makriv Karbonis. When you learn Dinyani HaMikdash, it's Kilo Yaboine the Mikdash. Guadin, if you're Malamed, I'll be the Midas that the Mikdash is Malamed, and the Maisim that the Mikdash is Machayev, but it also does the Tikkunim. As we feel the Rashba, it's not a different Knech, the Das that we're talking about. Is the das of the Inyan HaMikdash. And that does the pula, does the tikkunim that the Etzem Mikdash used to do also. The Gemara then continues and says, Kolon Mishayim Baideya, the Messiah of Koila. The Gemara explains, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makaymai, is Nikra Makam. In the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, that Mayifka Bamakam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Makayma Shalom. As the Makam Amiti Shalom, who is to be Dovak Bashem, of a person Sheim Boydeya, he's not Dovak Bashem. As the Goyim Golas, he's not Nimsa. What is Golas? He's not Nimsa in the Makam where he belongs. As a person who's not Dovak Bashem, is not Nimsa in the Makam where he belongs. As his Zaynish is Midukinegim Mida, he's Nigla from Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole teichin in your Eretz Yisrael to be miskabel l'Hashem. Yomar later on, and Daf Kuf Dalet says that why darshan's the word Eicha, why does the Megillas Eicha start with Eicha? And it says, because they were over on Lamed Vav Krisis, Eicha b'gmatri on Lamed Vav. So my Ra'al is Masber, that the Indian of Krisis is they were Nichrus, Tveikis Bashem, Mishum Zen, Nenshu be'Eicha. Eretz Yisrael should be Levad, and we could ask Eicha Yoshva Badad, how could it be that Eretz Yisrael, the Makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shouldn't have the Yidden on it? Because when you're Mafsik, that creases, when you're Kairis, that Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the Oynish of Galus, that Mamish B'daimet to Yisoid of the Maral over here. He also says that somebody who's aimed by Dayat's Asala Rachim Allah, a person is Nenesh if he gives him staka. As Mashad, the other Mefarshim Dan, that why is it Asala Rachim Allah to give him anything? As the Maral learns, because you shouldn't be mitchaber to such a person. Some people you should have sheikhs to. You could say another Knech, that a person shame by day, you don't know what he's using your staka for. It could be it'll be used not for a good purpose. Therefore, you shouldn't give mashallah yaleinu to people that go collecting. As for shalom, they use it for drugs, alcohol, and other things. Yet, as a person has to be careful when he gives staka to know what it's. That if you give to aim by day, it could be misused. And then the Gemara says, "Am Rav Lazar kol baya shein divrei Taira, yishmayim by belayla, eishach losa, yishanema, kol choyshech tamin l'tzvoinav." As b'daim leze, you have an ervin that beisa is nechrav. As what's the word, a bias has to be nishma by Taira belayla. As Masha says, an interesting nekuda, he says it's talking about balabatim. And they work the whole day. The only time they have to learn is at night. And that's the tefillah name, Kol Bayis Shein B'Divrei Taira B'Laila. Over here, a person has time to learn. Instead, he does other things. We won't go into the details. Because now is his time to learn when he's pani from Avodah. The person has to be V'Gisa B'Yomim B'Laila. His meaning of Kriyas B'Yom, Kriyas B'Laila. Even if many people, they feel that it's easier for them to learn in the morning before they go to work. But it's mavur over here, lepachas at night, there should be some divrei Torah nishmayim balayla. You can have a whole seder, but something, a little bit of limud balayla, seder mishnayis, mishnah berurah, hilchos lashon hara, chafetz chaim, something, some limud. Mashma over here, also nishmayim bayit, there's an Indian that the limud should be said bepeh. Should be nishmat in the bayis. This is lefi the yimasha. In the svarim makdashim, there's another knech in the shivas of limud balayla. Laila is the zman with the koiches of the samach aleph of shlita. As the limud taira balayla is a biyuchadik inyan, that it's machnia oisei koiches. The zman with the shaylet, it's machnia oisam. That's the chshivas of limud ha-teira b'layla. That's why it says, kol bayis she'ein divrei Torah nishmayim b'layla, which is the zman. Shalashlita v'am, as we tzachkanav, eshach losoy, l'marn ervin yod ches, to be nechrav, because you need the divrei Torah to be machnia l'isoy koiches. More than says, "Amar Rav Lazar kolam machlev b'diburay kiilu oivid avodah zara." The shaila is that why is it kiilu oivid avodah zara? He just was machlek in his dibur. He switched something. He didn't say it accurately. He said, "Why is it kiilu oivid avodah zara?" As the mashal learns. Then avada the etzim sheker is not goyver avodah zarah, but when someone's mishaker, it's going to cause him eventually that he'll come to do avodah zarah. Because once you lose sight of MS, you're not makbid on MS, as then you'll also come to not be makbid on the MS and the important things that are Kodesh Baruch Hu's ikrei shel olam. As being that it's goyim to come to Avodah Zarah, So Mela, that's the Kilu Oivir Avodah Zarah. Another Kolamistakel Be'ervoy Kashtein Ineris. Rashi says that the Nineris means that he loses his kaiches. As we see over here, a kama person has to be nizer, rapi yamim elu, with his massive nisyanis, iPhones and other nisyanis. It's mamish machlash the goof, literally. When a person looks at what he shouldn't be looking at, it's machlash his whole kayach, kiyah dua. Unfortunately, the mamish stories of people that they got very messed up from different things. Yeah. Person has to be Shemiz Machshavis and Shemiz Rias Kirai. Amr of Allah Zaloylam Avi Kibo Vakayim. As the Mashav, he says a very interesting pshat. He says that when a person shows off his things, as then he's more prone for kina and mamela to get ayin hara. As that's that gosh, Aloylam Avi Kibo Vakayim. Yidua the Mechtem Eliyahu Tainas, that the Kayach of the Ayin Hara is when a person is Mizgah and he shows off. But because he showed off and he was Machlash someone else's Das, the skill of the Oynish is that the Ayin Hara could be Shailer on him. But that's the Yetzah. When a person has a lot of Brachas, he should be Kibul V'Kayim, he shouldn't show it off. It's number one, like the Mashra says. People won't want to give him an ayin hara. And number two, like the Mechtem Eliyahu says, even if they give him an ayin hara, it won't work. Because if he tries his best to hide it, and just someone finds out, then Hashem will be shame him. It won't be able to have hashpa on him. You could say chutz in the Indian of ayin hara, but there's another Indian. Habi Pamim, you could be gairing people Chalisha Sadas. Marshall, you have one parent talking, wow, my son is doing so well, he's the best in yeshiva, all the schools want him. And the person's talking to someone who his son is not the best in yeshiva, not every yeshiva wants him, he's trying hard to get in yeshivas. As you could give the other person a gefelech Chalisha Sadas, the other person has a pekler ready that he has to be oivin on. But because you said that, you can make a person feel very bad. You could give a chlisha sadas. Yeah. And another person could say, wow, I just did chesed with someone. There was a sick person and I mamish helped them. I did a tremendous taka. I gave a tremendous amount of money. You could cause someone chlisha sadas. As many times it comes, will need kavod. They feel they want everyone to know how chashuv they are. Have a great son. You feel good about yourself. He's a big bal kishin. Or I give loads of staka. I learned so much Torah. As people are trying to show off how special they are, and sometimes they can be very effective. Other people believe how special they are, and they get huchlish from it. Yeah. It's a great sa'avla. Many times you can cause a lot of agmas nefesh to people. But the MS, the void, the big void in life is Achmona Liba Boy, the premius. It should be Kulay Lashem. When we're showing off, besides the Pekamim Bein Hodom Lachaveroi, there's a Pekamim Bein Hodom Lamakam also. That the void does not ring. It doesn't have that same rain kite, that same premius, that same Leif Tar, that same Taira. That it's supposed to have. It's not rain like Kodesh Baruch Hu. Many times, ki yadua, you could even eat the schar, like the Rebbeinu Yonah says, that Amal people lose their schar in Olam Haba because they got such covered by Olam Hazeh. As for me, it's a etzah mitzad kama v'kama tzibas l'olam havikibol v'kayim, to keep a low profile, low, not to show off what you have. Another eitz is, another milo of it is, afananami tanina base of in place in lechanoines, literally is negoi. The oimik of it, you could say is even in Shamayim, that when a person shows off, as it can make it shugim, right? If you cause people tsar and agus nefesh, it can make it shugim in Shamayim. But when someone's not showing off his atzlacha, as then, in person like Chaloina, it's liris nigai. And then they don't kill ma'ayin in him to give him the einshim to see if he's right for such a hatzlacha. The man, the banim, the omid, tonad vel yo, sadikim, sha'osir ha'kodesh baruch ulach yaisam, enim choizim la'afran. It's in the Yad Ramah, in his Igeris that's brought down at the end of the Sefer of Yad Ramah, he brings down, there was a Geras in the Gemara, Tzadikim Gemurim, Enel Choizan Li Afram. And there were those that wanted to be Medayik Lefizeh, that there are certain Tzadikim that will be Meis Lachat Chiyas HaMesim, but Tzadikim Gemurim, the heavy Tzadikim, they won't be mace la'achar t'chias ha'mesem v'kach mashman the Rambam. That the Rambam says, Tzadikim gemurim k'may abes ha'kdeishim v'kdei li'hadar, they will not be mace. Oh, as that l'choira, if the Rambam had this girsa, as then it would be mufarish in the Gemara, like the Shidus Rambam, that there will be mace la'achar t'chias ha'mesem. But if you don't have the gears of Tzadikim Gemurim, you have the gears of Tzadikim, or the Ramban's gears in Shaar Gemul is just Mesim, Shasar HaKadosh Lach Boisom, Enel Choizim La'afron. As Frag the Ramban and the Ramah, that over here is a Shiloh, and those that learn that there'll be a Misa after Trias HaMesim, it's a Furish in the Gemara that the Enel Choizim Liachram. Then Rashi over here is the Yediyah Gdoila. Rashi said, "Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu lahachyos limois haMashiach laacher sheyich yishuv enichoizim laAfram ela habasa miskayim aleim ad sheyishuvu v'yichya laasid lavai." State in Rashi that there will be another tchia sheyoshev v'yichya laasid lavai. Just the first Trias HaMesim, they won't be Choizon LaAfram Ela Abasa Miskayim. Tainu Rashi learns, the Gemara doesn't say Ena Mesim. The Gemara says, Aloshan Ena Choizon LiAfram. Tainu, the bodies will stay intact, as even though they'll be Mace, but it won't be, they won't be Choizon LaAfram. As Lafi Rashi, Koidim Kol is done before Shirashi. That is two Trias HaMesim. There's one Trias HaMesim where afterwards they will die. And then there's a Trias HaMesim of La'asid Lavai, which is Mavur and the Gemara in the Hemshach. That it means the Elef Ashri. As we saw, that they bring from the Goinim, a Kabbalah from Rav Haigoin in the Resag, that they were Machadish, that there's two Trias HaMesims. And the Rabbeinu Aaron Milneil wrote it to the Ramah, L'choritza Mufurish Rashi Bayos, that is two Trias HaMesim. This is number one. And what do you do with this Gemara? As Rashi's goof is saying, the Gemara doesn't say that there ain't a Mesim. The Gemara just says, ain't a Choizan La'afron. Kilo a Diak in the Gemara, that it doesn't mean that they're Mesim. And the other Rishonim can hear learn, ain't a Choizan La'afron means ain't a Mesim. Little bit of a diuk like the other Rishonim is, because where does the Gemara darshan that ain't a choizen la'afar? Because it says, Kol HaKodesh, you darshan it, that from the Pasuk, Vayanish v'tziyam v'noish v'yushalayim, Kodesh yayim alayi, Kol HaKosev v'yushalayim, HaKodesh lo'ilam kayim, v'afem lo'ilam kayyamin. Harim mashma, that they're not mis b'chlal, lo'ilam kayyamin. But Rashi will learn, lo'ilam kayyamin means the goof is niskayim, and it's not niskala. And it doesn't change into offer. That's the Lo'ilam Kayyamin. Daima Isa Shanim Rashi learns it means the Elef Tetzchorev, like the Gemara in Tzadik Zayin, Shasar Kosh Baruch Luchan is Ben Esolomoi, Siddiqim Mein Oysen. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyslem Knafim Kinesharim V'shatam Al Pnei Amayim. As a Shaili, some of us should learn the Gemara's Moshe L'dugma Knafayim. V'inishvi, it says, there'll be as matziv where they will fly away from the world until HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuilds the world. This is Shitas Rashi. Rashi learns literally the world will be Charev Laila Shalim. Yeah. Just kefi the way Rashi's learning before, that's a Gevisera Misa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be sure V'yichya Yisam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is re-machadish the world, as there'll be Nochet Chia. That's the way Rashi learns. Frag the Gemara, V'neilev mimesim shehichya yicheskel. The shail is what's pshat. As Mashal learns, Shalchorya would have been more pasha the pshat. Now the Umaytzi Rabbeinu David also learns that way, that the Gemara is asking, why don't you learn out Tchiyas HaMesim from Mesim shehichya yicheskel? But looking, the Gemara is constant bringing Makayrim, that why does it bring from the Mesim Shehichi Yecheskel? The Mara answers, it's a Mashal Hu. It wasn't a real Tchias HaMesim. But Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns that Menelim Mesim Shehichi Yecheskel Shechazu Mesu, that they were Chazu Mesu afterwards. Kach Sadikim Shehazud Lichlois Ayachzu La'afram. As you should learn out from there that there'll be Choyza La'afram. Why did Rashi learn Kipshutai that's going on Tchias HaMesim? It's Kipshutai Rashi learns away, because why did the Gemara wait till here? And the Gemara is before Tchias HaMesim and Atayr Minayin. The Gemara should have asked this question. Now, we're holding on a different sugya of Yachzer La'afram. So you freak the Marshon Rashi, what's the raya from Yecheskel? Yecheskel, Lefi Kamaman, the Amram, we'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, they weren't Tzadikim. As that's why they were Mace afterwards. Masha'inkin in the Olam Atchia, that over there with the Tzadikim, after they won't maybe be Mace afterwards. As how could you bring a raya from these people to Tzadikim? To answer Rashi, we're just bringing, Rashi holds, we're just bringing a raya. Don't think that once there's a Tchias HaMesim, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill? It's a svara. That the Tchias HaMesim is for a purpose, that he should live forever. No, that medachat kevene tchia with nachtam amisa. We're just bringing a raya to the etzim musik. We're not bringing a raya to those tzaddikim have to be mace, just it's shaykh to have a tchia with his amisa afterwards. Don't say it's a mufka diga musik. Then the Gemara goes on and brings the machlekes nebraisa, if it was a real tchia samisim or a mashal. If it's a mashal, as Rashi over here says, Shemiram is lamala godim, golus, godim me shechoyza vischai, kach yisal yeshuvu min ha-golus. Fizeh is the grace lima lididon. In such a matziv yorid, a person could feel what's going to be, how we're going to come back. Oh, it's mamash etchias ha-mesim, it's a whole new life to come back to Mashiach, bazman beis ha-mikdash. And that's what the mashal is. It's coming to be melamed us that even in the galus we're in now, avafilu hachi, Yitzhak should have come to a nayadarga from chiyus. As the Gemara is, mayni umesim shehichi yecheskel. As the Gemara brings, it was Bnei Ephraim that they were moined the Kates with Tov, or Bnei Adam that were Kofru and Tchias and Mesim. As Rashi as a Shaila, we learned in the Mishnah, Kofru with Tchias and Mesim, in Lechelik Lailam Haba. How are these people come? The reason is Mida Knegen Mida. If you're not Maimin B'Tchias HaMesim, you're not Zeicha to Tchias HaMesim. How are these people Zeicha to Tchias HaMesim? Zot Rashi, V'loim in Adin Chayu, Elam Yishum Simin Chayu. They shouldn't have come up. But it was a limud l'didon that they should be Chayu. As the precious Drachim in Jewish Chafei is Marich on this side of the Rashi, he says, what then in the other two Amrim, Man the Amrim? If the Bnei Adam Shemim Nachluchash al Mitzvah, Bnei Adam Shechib was a Hefo Kula Shkotzim Viramasim, Aspected Lashayla, as how are they Zechel at Chias HaMesim? As he says also, it's coming to be Malaminas, but what's the Limud? There are many people that feel they did chatayim, they did terrible things. How are they going to be zeichel at Tchias HaMesim? They're not right. Let's go for the limud. This Tchias HaMesim was keilu a simon, a limud. Even whether it was a mashal, whether it's not a mashal, it was a real Tchias HaMesim. Even according to the man, it was a real Tchias HaMesim. But the Iket Tchia was a limud lididan to always give us hope. That even though we do chatayim and we're not perfect, but to know Hashem could be mechayos and we still could be zeichel at Tchias HaMesim. This Tchias HaMesim was to be mechazik or amuna in Tchias HaMesim. Then the Gemara says that this Tchias HaMesim happened. Bishar Shehippel Nebuchadnezzar, the Rosh is Hananiah Mishal Vizaya Lekiv Shana Esh, and they were saved. Din Yaakov makes a very big point that here Nebuchadnezzar, Rosh, he was the Moshal Ba'ilam, and he felt he could kill whoever he wants to kill. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to show him an important lesson that you want to try to kill Mishael Vizaya. You're not going to be able to kill them. You're not the balabas in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the balabas. Ba'oid, he had killed already these bachrim. Now, if he's going with the pshat, the last pshat that they were bachrim that Nebuchadnezzar killed. That's even people that you did kill. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring them back if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. As he was coming to show Nebuchadnezzar, by both Nisim happening at the same time, that you're not the balabas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And Be'emes Isa Rasha, Taka was Nispoil. And he started to say, Hui kama rama v'timui, kama t'kifin, malchusim malchus oilam, v'shotonim dor v'dor, ad she it was, the malach came and soy trayal piv, k'day that he shouldn't be zeicha kol kach for his big shvachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be a little bit of a limud on Klal Yisrael. Why is it that it happens that this Rasha, he sees a nest and he's inspired kol kach? The Yidden kilu didn't say such a shira. The Teretz is pashit. The Yidden have mun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bitachin. Because when they see a nest, they're not nispoil as much, because of course they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim. When you hit a guy on the head with a nes, I knew that Zomus came with Tavchay Alpanov, Zay Bezay, a guy is Ma'ay Nispoil. Wow, he never believed this could happen, and look what's going on. As he was Misayrug, this Ayrus. Kadei shelo yeshu soy godol kol kach is ba malach v'soy trael piv. If he shouldn't come to be meganic kol shiris v'shish bachar sham and David b'seiva tilam. Nish the vote that David was on a lower madrega, because David was on a higher madrega, it's therefore It wasn't as hard this pilus, as in this pilus that he had, that finally he chapped in a kudosh al emes. It was something that he could have kilu surpassed David HaMelech. The Malach had to stop him. Avinu Shvi, one Hadgasha, that the Maisa, we should kilu learn from this in Akuta, it's very important to be nispoiled from Nisim when things happen, and not to take them for granted, and to appreciate it. Different things we have, different Siyata Dishmayas we have in our life, that we really should sing Shiras HaShishbachas, and we should thank Hashem, it's Nishpashit, what's going on. As in Achinami, we do believe in Hashem, but is Dacha Grace Indian to Zag Shirim, as Hashem will see the upcoming Gemara's importance of thanking Hashem and being despoiled from the Nes. As even though we know that Hashem could do Nisim, Abba Vad, it's a Grace Indian to be despoiled. And by us, Loiba Malach Vesai Chal Piv. It's my chaviv laKadosh Baruch Hu. I say shiris v'shishbachas that we say when we see a siyata d'shmaya, we chap a nekuda karet of emes of siyata d'shmaya. It's chaviv mi'oid l'Hashem. That is the lashon of the pasuk in Shir Hashirim ki kol cha'orev. And the Medrash Darshans is going on the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and we're in a matzah of sakana, we call out to Hashem. It's that calling to Hashem to save us from matzah of sakana. And the Hidah L'Hashem, it's Chavim Ma'id L'Hashem. We shouldn't take things for granted. If I can't, we should do like David HaMelech. That was Mechabit Tilim on Shiris V'Shizbachas L'Hashem, on all the Yeshuas and all the Hatzlachas that he had. To write another tilim, we can't. But at least to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things go well for us. To say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to chap this pilus. And to be moida l'Hashem, the gvaldika siyata d'shmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.